How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. Welcome to Mentor Moment. Every weekend, I bring you a brand new mentor to set you up for the week ahead. This week, it's Rob Horgan, founder of Velo Coffee. This is one of the fastest growing brands in Ireland right now and going into the UK. I asked Rob one thing. What is working in his marketing mix? Because he is everywhere. He's all across social media. He's all across the press. Here is his secret. First, quick thank you to my partners, and then we'll get straight on with the episode. Over the past 5 years in this podcast, I've spoken to loads of amazing Irish businesses who grew from one idea to become world-class companies, able to compete with the best on the international stage. And many of those started up and grew with the help of their local enterprise office. From starting or growing to become more sustainable or digitization, the local enterprise offices have everything to help make it happen for your business. Visit localenterprise.ie or click the link in the bio below. Okay, you know me. You know I'm massively into my health, fitness and training. But there's one thing I haven't spoken about before, and that is a product I take every single day. It's a product called Resilience, and it's made by an Irish company called Ethos. What's kind of funny is that every single entrepreneur I meet, that is the one characteristic they have, incredible resilience. So I like that little play on words. It's a multifunctional supplement that supports cognitive function, immunity, which is super important this time of year, energy levels, and it keeps stress at bay. I also love it because it's easy. If you're bringing anything new habit into your life, it has to be easy, and taking resilience is so simple. I simply mix it in a glass of water every single morning, and I always throw a couple of extra in my gym bag to keep them with me. It's a really tasty blood orange flavor as well. It ticks all the boxes. It has B vitamins, amino acids, vitamin C, and adaptogens like reishi mushroom and ashwagandha. So, if you want to try it, I think you should. Go to weareethos.com, and because I like it so much, the guys have given me a discount code. So if you go to weareethos.com, enter Gary Fox at the checkout, you'll get 20% off, which makes taking resilience about €1 a day, which is an unbelievable price for building some inner resilience. Check out weareethos.com. If you've been listening for a while, you'll know Iconic Offices have been my partner and home in the pod for a long time now. Working and recording in their spaces has helped support the ambitious goals of the pod and, to be honest, really helped it grow. So I partner with them to give you, my fellow entrepreneurs, the opportunity to work from Iconic Offices spaces and experience it for yourself. No fees, no catches. Simply visit the Iconic Offices link in the show notes below and enter the code GARY24 and claim your free co-working day pass, or bring the whole team with you and book a day office. What's working now? You're saying you're doubling, you're growing, and you talked about marketing and social media marketing. What are you seeing? I love to give people tangibles. I love to go, right, that's actually helped me. If you're a small retailer, if you're an online, what are you finding that's working or might be kind of a little bit different than what people commonly think?
Photography, invest in it. So it has to be of quality nowadays. So simple thing like, last year, we bought a better camera. We get in professional photographers. You know, any of the advice courses now will tell you, have professional photography in the bank, whether you're doing something with the media, or you're doing your own stuff. But if you want to sell online, you have to have professional images. They just have to be of the quality, because you're not going to get the reach from Google if your imagery looks poor and it's a computer reading it. So if it looks poor to a computer, it's poor to the human as well.
Yeah.
So you won't get that. Keeping it fresh. You put out the same picture, you won't get the reach because the platforms don't want you to be boring their audience. Paid has been challenging for the last probably 18 months, but it's keeping on top of it, watching it. We've same as many others, I'm sure, we've ran into holes where we've just been investing in it and it hasn't been given the return, and you get onto your account manager and, oh, you need to tweak this, you need to tweak that. You need to reset it every so often. You need to keep on top of it. So every Monday morning, we look at the previous weeks. What's going on? Dara's looking at it every day. We're on top of it. But deep dive into the previous week. Email marketing, fantastic. We get great returns on it. But my piece on that is the consumer has to be paid to open the email every time. There has to be an offer in there. It has to be something. Might not be for you on this occasion, but at least you know when the next one comes out.
Yeah.
It's worth going in to look, because otherwise you just go into the spam folder.
See, that's the thing. And I think a lot of people don't get that. It's an exchange of value. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you my time and my attention. That's why I always think of this podcast. I'm always so adamant that it has to be good. Someone's given me an hour. Better be a good hour. You know, so I'm adamant it's good, because otherwise, like, there's no exchange of value there. If you're clicking onto me in Spotify or Apple or YouTube, whatever it is, you want to be entertained. Can't just be all serious. It has to be a bit of fun. And that's why I like to like mix it up with like a great story and then some tangibles and then some, you know, has to be different. Like you say, they have to get an offer. Mind be for them every time. It's like when you get sent out surveys, you're like, oh, a 10-minute survey and not even the chance of winning like a one for all or something. I'm like, you're fine. Or the new one, I'm getting this a lot recently. Have you got time for a quick 20-minute feedback call? I'm like, no. I'll ring my mother instead for 20 minutes, but I haven't got 20 minutes to give you feedback on your product for nothing.
Yeah, and are you going to take on board the feedback is the bigger question. Like, we love getting customer feedback. Don't like receiving some of it, but we love to hear it. Because if we don't react on it, we're doomed.
But if someone feels passionate enough, whether good or bad, to reach out, then they feel something. It's worse than they feel nothing.
The best moment for us as a business came from a negative. So we changed our packaging. We were going to be the first in Ireland with fully recyclable packaging. Glitch with Repack. They weren't ready to sign off on it, even though they were supposed to have it done. Yes, the waste companies knew it was recyclable, but it hadn't formally been signed off on it. So while it was recyclable, we couldn't sing that it was. So we had to put a sticker over the recyclable logo, which meant that the bag was no longer recyclable because there was a sticker on it. But that's another day's work. Come on, why would you have an issue with that? And the manufacturer recommended a small alteration last minute, and it led to a constraint. We got emails, phone calls, social media messages, and we got an old school letter, which we all loved.
Love that.
But it was the fantastic moment of realizing that we knew there was people out there buying our coffee every week, but suddenly we're a part of their life. They're engaged with it. And there's this emotional attachment to it, and we've broken that by trying to do something good. And we instantly went, oh my God, we've got thousands of these bags, and we've got to get through them, and we've got to get this redesigned. And we got on to the manufacturer, and there was a row ensued, and there was a mini solution that wasn't good enough. So we had to stop and listen, and we went back to the old shape bag. The consumer loved it. That's what they wanted. Had it zipped. They didn't need a separate container. Kept their wives happy, their counters were clean, and they could open the top of the bag, laser scored, make it easier to open, and reseal it. And that feedback, while it hurt, particularly Suzanne, who put huge work into the bag, it was a moment where I realized they actually do care about what we do. And that was really warming.
How do you deal with something like that, though? Completely outside your own control. You've done nothing wrong. You know, you've been trying to do something good. How do you bounce back quickly from that? Like, what was the first thing you did? Because you seem like a very action-based, very logical, straight line, just get this solved. What was the first thing you did?
Well, the biggest problem is, we touched earlier on the now in society, it's not a quick turnaround, because the bags are manufactured in Asia. We put a huge amount of work in that time to find a European manufacturer, and there isn't one yet. And so we needed to get the bag redesigned. We agreed very quickly that we were going back to the old shape. And we needed to get it manufactured. So it was going to be a 5-month turnaround, but it was literally that. It was, okay, let's thank the customers. Let's keep them informed. Let's tell them we're going to act. We need time to act. And then, so we replied to all the customers, told them thank you, acknowledged it, and we got some containers for some, we got smaller scoops for some, and found solutions to work with them to try and maintain them as customers. It's hard fought to get a customer nowadays. It's expensive to get a customer.
I'd imagine.
So you need to mind them when you have them. So we did those pieces straight away, and then got to redesigning a bag and getting it into manufacture as quick as we could and turned it around as fast as we could. But it had to be, okay, stop. First thing, fix the customer issue as best we could, and then get on the the redesign, which it was soul destroying because we really liked the bag, but the functionality wasn't there. And it was the manufacturer recommended the change, and it was just the whole thing. So if we fixed the functionality, it still didn't please the customer because they just didn't like this new shape anymore, because it was the bad experience in fixing the functionality wasn't going to be visible from the outset. So we needed to go back and make the change, and we just did. And you got to listen to your customers, but not let them control your business. But at this point, they were right and we were wrong, and we just had to hands up and correct it. So that's what we did.
So what's been the biggest thing you've faced in your 5-6 years at this now?
We've challenged ourselves with getting a UK retail listing, and it's a different market over there. The UK is, politically at the moment, there's a lot of turmoil going on there. So that's going to be more challenging than we probably first accepted. We always knew it would be challenging, because at the end of the day, the fact that we think we're great and we love what we do and we have lots of loyal customers and we've growing UK customer base. There's loads of us in the UK as well who think the same. But we've always been retail focused, and that's helped. That was probably the biggest negative. Like any business, there's challenges every day, but when you've the right people around you, and we've good customers. So we sell to the retailers, they're good customers, and the end consumer who's buying the product has been good. So I suppose we've had a lot of luck.
If you enjoyed that chat with Rob, go back and listen to the full episode. You'll get it back. Search Rob Horgan, Gary Fox, or search The Entrepreneur Experiment and you will find it. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new episode.